danger. Ain't nobody got time for that. Everybody got time for that.
All right. Listen. Showtime.
Turn the speaker on my headphones. Turn up my headphones.
Where you gonna be live?
I'm gonna be at the Denver Improv, April 11th through 14th. You guys, please come see me. And then April 17th through 20th, Crackers Comedy Club in downtown Indianapolis. Moon Tower Festival in Austin, Tejas, April 24th through 27th. And then after that, Cleveland Improv, May 9th through 12th. But before that, very important, April 16th.
Yeah.
Burbank Flappers. It's a special fundraiser for Theo Huxtable.
That's right.
Our dog.
Our dog. We're doing a special fundraiser to raise funds so we can get monies to pay for our dog that is now doing much better.
Our $6 million dog.
Our $6 million dog. Has a bill. So if you come and see us, it's going to be a crazy lineup. It's going to be a lot of fun. You'll see Bertrand, Matt Flavor,
Alberto,
guitar guy, Brian Hayner, Mary Lynn, Rice Cub, yours truly, Christina P. And it's my birthday. So come out to the show. That'll
Happy
be a lot of fun.
Smurf
and support
Day
Theo.
To you.
All right. Now you can catch me. Right? Can you? What is that? What is that noise?
She's doing a vine.
Oh, do you think you could not do that while I'm fucking doing a plug?
That's
is that
my
a problem?
Cousin you're talking to. You watch your mouth.
I'm trying to hold it in for so long. I thought it was a neighbor yelling out.
Yeah,
it's good. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Oh,
I kept hearing it. I'm like, what?
What do you mean?
I didn't hear anything.
Oh God. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
These pick up stuff.
Oh, is that
did you
right?
not know that?
No, I didn't just laugh randomly. I was laughing because I was holding it. I kept hearing this press and I was like, what is that? Where's that coming from? And Tom just went.
That's my cousin Julie, everybody.
I just gave it a nod.
All right. Right now, if you're listening, I'm in Cincinnati at Go Bananas, so come check me out there. Next week, Vancouver at the Comedy Mix, April 11th through 13th. Of course, the Theo Huxtable show, my birthday show, April 16th at Flappers. April 18th through 21, I'll be in San Jose at the Improv, the Full Charge. The Concierge is coming with me, so that's nice. Going to be fun. And then at the end of the month, Orlando, the 25th through 28th. Toronto, I'm doing the High on Trees Underground Weed Club. May 2nd through 4.
Okay.
Our tickets are moving well, so please fill that place up if you're in Toronto. And then Portland and Seattle, Christine and I are coming together May 17th and 18th. You can get tickets at yourmomshousepodcast.com, also tomsegura.com or christinacomedy.com.
You know what? I didn't even plug my shit like that.
Oh, no.
Christina P is my Twitter handle, and Tom's Twitter handle is at Fartmaker. That's Fartmaker. What about you, Sickle Cell? What you got?
I will be at the Hollywood Improv on April the 13th and the 17th, the newly renovated and remodeled.
It looks
Hollywood
nice.
Improv.
Yeah.
Is it really? I haven't been there in a minute.
It's not open right now.
Oh,
I don't know.
Shit.
When does this come out?
Friday.
Okay, so April 13th, 17th, Hollywood Improv.
Is it? It's not open right now?
I don't think right now it is. I think they're redoing. Closed for remodeling until like right around that time.
I could not be any hotter. Is anybody else hot?
No, just you,
I
pig.
I am dying.
Not hot at all.
Really? Fuck. All right. Well, there's that.
You're the first person I'm calling if I ever need to escape somewhere.
What's your Twitter handle, Ryan?
At Ryan Sickler.
SickLer.
That's right. RyanSickler.com.
Okay.
All right. I'm at Tom Segura, and my wife is... So follow her there.
I'm not really sure what that was. That doesn't sound familiar.
It sounds like you guys brushing your dog's teeth. Am I right?
All right. Listen, this episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Sherry's Berries.
Sup, Sherry?
Sup, Sherry?
Spring is here. Isn't it fantastic? Aren't you happy that it's finally spring, better weather, sunshine? It just puts you in a good mood. It's like when you get an unexpected gift. All of a sudden, you feel great. Nothing better than being surprised. Make someone you love feel great. Send them giant dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries for only $19.99.
That's delicious.
A 40% savings. Go to berries.com. That's B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Click on the microphone and type in Mom's House. For our listeners, you can double the berries for just $10 more. There, why don't you talk about those berries? How much do you like
them? Have you ever had Sherry's Berries, mm-hmm. Julia Ryan?
I have.
You have?
I have. Well, absolutely. And let me tell you something. You know special. Someone loves you because yep. those berries are dipped.
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 What was your favorite
dipped in
one?
Love.
Have you ever had the
chocolate dipped strawberries?
Have you had the one that's like milk chocolate and then the almond sprinkles? That's my favorite.
I have not
favorite.
Had that one. I'm gonna have to request that next time I order from Sherry's Berries.
They're all delicious. There is not one turd in that bunch.
we bought them
berries
for friends.
Dipped.
We bought them for neighbors. We bought them for a bunch of people.
We bribed our neighbors with Sherry's Berries.
Really? And on Twitter right now, we just got tweeted with a photo at Treze. What's up, Treze? His name is Tony fucking Gill. He says, thanks for the 10% off from your mom's house. Okay. He loves the podcast and he got Sherry's Berries.
All right. People like berries.
It's great, man. It's a great way to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or just because. That's why I get it for you. Just because. Here's the only way to get the special $19.99 Sherry's Berries offer. Visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Click on the microphone. Type in Mom's House. That's M-O-M-S-H-O-U-S-E. And you got to see these for yourself. Berries.com. Click on the mic. Type in Mom's House. Don't wait. Order now.
Ryan, you were singing a song for this one before we started.
Should have been gone. Knowing how I made you feel. And it should have been gone.
Just a little bit old Sherry.
That's great.
That was nice. For Sherry Berry.
Oh, love.
You ready to start the show?
I'm so excited I broke out in a song when your mom's out.
You ready to start the show?
Mm-hmm. We haven't started yet?
This is off the rails, man.
Pre-show.
Pre-show.
This is a good one.
It's like pre-cum right here.
Here we go. This is it. It's exactly,
so good.
That's exactly what
so
it is.
So good. Shit. My erection's full now. Let's get it started.
Let's start it.
Let me get everything right. Say your first and last name, please.
You let me know when you're ready now.
Yeah, we're ready. Yeah, say and spell your first and last name, please.
What you want me to start off?
Say and spell your first and last name, please.
What?
Say and spell your first and last name.
Okay. They call me Can Man.
Okay.
All right.
What's your real name?
Ozell Gary.
Okay, will you spell your first real name?
Huh?
Spell your first last name.
You can't read? My name Ozell Gary.
Okay, well, I need to know how to spell it.
Well, I just letting you know. I'm down here from Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
I born and raised here.
Okay.
I lived here 33 years. I thought things might have changed, but I see it ain't changing no more.
Can I get you to spell your name for me, please?
O-Z-E-W-A, I just told you.
Okay, will you spell your last name?
J-R-Y.
Okay.
Okay.
So were you here yesterday when the storm came?
Well, no, I wasn't here.
Okay.
I wasn't here.
Okay.
So I was right around town. And they told me, say, you better go on Gallup Street. That you stay with your vision niece. I said, yeah. See, they go down and say the storm must have hit something. I didn't know this how. I came down here, I saw all the limbs and things right, and I saw a hole in the window. I said, what's going on here?
This is
oh, man.
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mama in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
Shit.
With Tom Segura.
Tom Segura.
And
Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Oh, shoulder moves, guys.
Shoulder roll.
Shoulder roll. And work it. One, two, three. What's going on here?
All right. Well, if you haven't yet figured it out, one of the original gangsters is back in your mom's house.
Yeah, yay!
It is the podcat, Ryan Sickler.
You like a son to me, man.
You like a son to me, man.
You are
welcome.
Like a son to me.
Oh, thanks, bro. I am so fucking excited to be here.
Thanks for coming, man.
You have no idea.
We just fed you, man.
You fed the shit out of me. Yeah. I had... it was, I believe, a Nutella crepe. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Palacinta.
How do you say it?
Palacinta.
Palacinta. Did I say that right?
Yeah. It's their word for crepe. You
right.
said
yeah,
it
right.
Hungarian crepe.
It's fine. And then it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And then I had, what was the second thing I had called? It was chicken stew pasta. It was delicious.
Circa paprikash.
Chirica Paprikash.
There you go.
I got close on that.
Why don't you introduce the next person on the mic?
Well, you guys, super special treat. Please welcome to your mom's house my favorite cousin, Julie Pajitsky.
You like a son to me, man.
You like a son to me, man.
Like a son to me, man.
Welcome, Julie.
I'm happy to be here. I'm already
crying, motherfucker.
Good to have you.
What's going on here? How'd you find that clip? Where did that
come
from?
It's great, right?
What's going on here?
That, I like that he said he was born and raised in Detroit, and he said, I've lived here 33 years. He sounds like he's 83. Yeah.
He's old.
He's not 33.
No, I think what he was trying to say, I came down from Detroit. I'm from here, which is where they were doing the interview in the South.
Oh, it
he
wasn't.
Was like, I'm from here.
Oh, that wasn't in Detroit.
I was born and raised in Detroit. I live in Detroit. I came down here.
He said, it sounded like he said D12 when he said Detroit.
He might have been in
just
D12,
said it real fast.
The group.
Yeah.
And then there was a lot of shit.
I was 12.
The only shit he said clearly was,
what's going on here?
Everything else was like, and you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he also could not understand spell your name.
Yes.
He's like, they call me the hangman. Yes. And they're like, no, that's not what we're talking about. Man.
Will you spell that?
Will you spell that?
You can't read.
You can't read.
Like, but she was holding his license or something. Yeah.
Like, she was just like, could you spell it for a news interview? No, was he down the L, man? He was so upset about
this.
This
going to be in the paper.
Could you imagine how awful that is to be that interviewer and to deal with lunatics like that every week?
Oh, my God. And he was fighting her the whole way. Like, it was not just once. It was like, spell your name. He was like, I'm a hangman. And then it was,
so stupid.
Spell your name, which you can't read. And then then he said his name. I am Ozell Gary. She's like, can you spell it? He fought her the whole fucking way. And then I like somebody who talks like that. And then for his storytelling, he gave you his thought voice. That's what that was.
Oh,
he was talking, and then he was like, that was his inside.
How hilarious would it be if his inside head voice was British? And spoke so clear.
Like Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
I keep thinking everyone's trying to outdo each other ever since the Ain't Nobody Got Time for That.
Yes.
Lady.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
now
yeah.
You keep seeing funny clips from the news and they're all trying to outdo each other with weird, crazy shit that they're saying.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Yeah.
They're like, I want that clip on YouTube where everyone watches.
There's a new one.
That's your new celebrity now.
There's a new one, the Kabuya one. We haven't even played it. Have you heard that one?
Yes, I've seen that one on Facebook.
Yet?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
I'll play it for you. This is like a news thing. I wonder if like the if people do interviews now just being like, I'm gonna make this shit crazy.
I think so.
See,
it's an easy way.
It is. And the cult, I went hiking the other day and there was a guy, he's probably in his mid-50s, and he was wearing nothing but a tight pair of like purple thongs, full fucking erection. Full erection. He had little tiny socks and tennis shoes, sneakers. And he's talking on his phone, stopped. And as you're coming up the hill, he's facing across you, just yeah. And the whole time, like, this guy's got his dick is completely hard. It's out. Everyone's passing it. And my immediate thought was, there's probably a hidden camera in this tree over here.
No.
And they're waiting for a reaction.
No, he's doing it
on purpose. No, can I tell you
and
how
then
many
I thought pedophile.
How many dicks I've seen in public? Have you seen a ton of dicks?
Oh, there used to be, when I went to middle school, there was the big old soccer field, and then there were a bunch of houses lined up against it, just separated by a chain link fence. Every day, there was this guy. Every time there were girls on the field, he would come out naked, and he would start by being in the house, like doing jumping jacks in front of the window, like
to entice
butt ass
naked. That is how to start an erection.
Or he'll like water the plants outside.
How old is this guy?
I don't know. He looked like maybe 40s or something, and then he would just
that's too old to pull your dick out for sure.
In the yard.
Yeah.
And then once he got your attention, he would do inappropriate shit,
like what?
As if that's not inappropriate. Then he would really
even more
up.
So. He would kind of play with himself. But if you laughed at him and pointed at him, then he would go back into the house.
That's the secret.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
And that's the secret, is you must shame the perverts.
Yes.
You can't act shocked, because then it gets
that's
them harder.
What they want.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess the principal said he had to call the cops like at least 4 or 5 times.
Easy.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Cops like, come on, let's go get Gary again.
I used to work at a retail store on Melrose Avenue. Every day at noon, a guy would park his car. The store was called No Problem. It was a across from Aardvark's on Melrose. It was the shit. One of the lowest points.
What kind of store was it?
Oh, it was the lowest
like
point in my life.
Like a boutique or some shit?
Yeah, it's a shitty Melrose boutique. Yeah. Everything was a size 2, you know. And right. I worked for a tweaker that had a severe coke problem. Anytime there was more than two people in the store at once,
at
she would have a breakdown.
Or?
No, no, this is a no problem. Okay. My store was called No Problem.
No Problem.
It is what it is, man.
And, hey, it is what it is. I heard they branched off like down into Mexico. They had No Problemo down there.
But this guy would pull up every day, his car right there, and we had windows, and he would just jerk it in the car. And it was the same thing where we were just like, well, time to call the cops on fucking Gary again. Yep. And
just
it was
fun,
a routine.
Why, though? Why? First of all, it's amazing he got that spot every day.
I know.
It's tough to do on Melrose.
On Melrose, yeah.
Secondly, was he attracted to someone that worked in your store? Like, why always did he look in while he was doing it?
Absolutely.
Or was he just pulling it?
Well, because it was cute girls. We were all 20-year-old cute chicks working at No Problem. And that was why. It was me.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, me and this Italian girl and then the tweaker. Yeah, and some other broads.
Dicks in public. I guess I think girls see it way more, though, right?
My whole
life
I've seen dicks in public.
Do you see a lot of dicks in public?
No, I see them at the gym, but I don't see. Like, people at the gym are unashamed. One time, and I want to tell you a story about a dick in public, but I want to tell you this because I'll forget this. This is one of the grossest things I've ever fucking seen in my life. I went to the gym. And
I love these stories.
There
so
was
much.
They have hand dryers, you know. They have one up here, and a lot of people would step under it and do their hair. Mm-hmm. And then they have one that's, you know, about mid gut, and you can do your hands.
See where this is going. Yeah. Already,
and I come out of the, I'm taking a leak, and I come out of the stall. And as I come out of the stall, there's this old dude there. And probably in his 80s, and he's buck naked with flip flops, and he's uncircumcised, and he has the tip of his dick rolled back, and he's air drying the circumcised skin so it doesn't get all wet and stank.
No.
And I was like, what the fuck? So I guess it happened so many times that there was a sign. I even tweeted it out. It was a while ago. It said, hand dryers are for your, quote, hands only. Because so many dudes are just fucking holding their shaft up and getting their ball bag all dried off and shit. And then they just walk out.
It's a sad, sad place when you have to specify what the hand dryers are for.
That's where I fucking see it. But I knew a girl that went to college, and she had a dick. It was a creepy thing. So
she had a dick?
She had a dick in public incident. So they were...
so many dicks. How much time you got?
I want to hear it. She and some girls rented a house up in Western Maryland. They went to college, and the son of the landlord would come over and cut the grass. And when he would get there, he would wear like flip-flops and just a t-shirt that didn't come all the way down and nothing else.
No.
So he'd have a t-shirt on, but his ass and dick are completely out. And he's just mowing the lawn like that. And he's been picked
classy.
Up several times for doing this. And they were like, what the fuck? So they call him like, hey, your son's cutting the grass with his dick out. And it's kind of not
That's
looking good over here in the neighborhood.
Again.
You know. And he's like, yeah, well.
He does that.
We had some problems in Florida, so we had to relocate.
Wow.
Next week after... They had locked themselves out, and they had to go down. He lived under the house in, like, the basement, so they were going down, and they were scared to do it, but they needed to get keys to get in, so they go knock on his door. I'll never forget this. She said this dude was winter at this point. Oh, no, wait, it wasn't winter because he's just cutting grass. They go down. Dude opens the fucking door. He is buck naked, and he's eating a raw onion with ketchup on it.
What?
Like it's an apple.
Okay.
And he's just like, what do you girls need? And they're like, for you to put some fucking pants on and some spare keys. And then he had been watching them through. They went into his place, dirt floor. It wasn't remodeled or anything. And he had been watching them through holes. They saw the holes in the wall. So they called the police, and he got picked up.
Creepy.
That's a mentally ill guy for sure.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
What do you mean?
Goddamn.
You don't think so?
It's not something you'd be into doing.
I think it's. I mean, the dirt floor is the only the part that I find.
The dirt floor is.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't have a problem with the holes in the.
How about
watching the girl?
Come on, ketchup on an onion.
Yeah, a raw onion.
Didn't you work with a comedian who can remain unnamed who answered the door one time naked?
Yes.
Yeah.
God, I wish I could name this guy.
Yeah.
So I was doing shows.
CBS. No, I'm just kidding.
Sinbad.
Kevin Hart.
I was in a
Dan Whitney.
I was in a Texas. I wish. I wish. I was in Texas.
Get her done.
In a real, real heavy Latin community. I mean, I'm not even sure the audience spoke
like
English.
They were fat people or heavily populated.
Latin. It was mostly Mexican.
But heavily populated, not heavy Mexicans.
Not fat gotcha. Mexicans, no. Just like predominantly Mexican crowds. And these shows we were doing, it was terrible. The booker misbooked our hotel rooms. We got evicted halfway through the day.
It's a good gig.
It was a sweet,
it's going
sweet,
great
yeah.
so far.
Oh, I ended up going on a drug run. They picked me up from the hotel. And the guy's like, we got to make a stop.
Yep. We got to make a stop. Yep. Yeah, at my hotel. That's where we need to stop first.
I stopped somewhere where there was tinfoil on the windows.
What?
I had to wait in the car. And the guy does a drug run. Comes. It was just a fucking nightmare.
What drug? Do you know what he picked up?
Fuck if I know. I mean, I'm not going
to You know what it was.
Ask.
You what? Know what it was.
What?
Well, what happened later? It was cocaine.
It was? Okay, oh, that's right. Yeah. Do you know that I haven't even put this together until
Wait right here. I'll be right back.
So, oh my God.
15 minutes. You're sitting in a car waiting to get shot. You don't know what the fuck's going on.
So the best
part Were you freaking out? Or were you
oddly,
letting inside?
No, oddly enough, I had done enough shit gigs that year that this wasn't that bad compared to other shitty things I'd done. So it was, whatever. So we get to the hotel. We're getting evicted. Because the booker misbooks us. And this other comic I'm working with, who shall remain nameless, was pretty popular in the 80s. And he has a particular shtick.
John Lovitz.
Crush it. John Lovitz was in a Dice Clay, was it? So this guy decides to stay up all night and do blow and party in his room. And the cops have to come to evict us because he's not leaving. This guy refuses to leave.
The comic refuses to leave?
Yeah, I'm long gone. I'm sitting in the car fucking watching as the cops knock on this comic's door. And they're like, you got to get out. You got to get out. And he opens the door buck naked. Wow. And blow everywhere. And the cops are like, you got to get out of here. And he's like, don't you know who I am? And he says his catchphrase from this movie that he's in.
Well,
he's
you're selling him out now.
No, nobody knows the line.
Well, you're good. All right. Okay.
But this guy says this line from the movie that he's in, and he's buck naked. And the cop's like, yeah, no, you're still a piece of shit. You're getting arrested. And as he's getting handcuffed, I'm driving away just like fucking laughing because he's such a piece of shit.
So he gets cuffed naked.
He's cuffed naked.
Oh, I never want to go to jail.
I've seen that. Especially naked. Those always stand out on cops when they're like, I got some pants on, man.
Yeah,
I
got some pants on, man.
They're always on PCP, too. They're always naked.
You're right.
Always naked.
Who the fuck does PCP?
Like, that's Paul Chuck Paul, girl.
Paul Chuck Paul. How do you find PCP? Where do you get it?
My brother, I don't know if I've ever told this story on your... I can never remember what the fuck. I repeat myself like an old person. But my brother one time, I have been slightly adventurous in my drug use, slightly, a little bit of shit here and there, but I've never cocaine, never acid, never the heavy shit, PCPs or so. But I like to be around people that are on it because I like to see what fucking happens to somebody.
Yeah,
and
of course.
We were in when we lived in my grandmother had passed. We lived in her little row home, and it was a summer day, no air. It's humid as shit in Baltimore, and my brother comes home. He's like, we got a joint. I'm like, great. He's like, dipped in PCP. I'm like, nope.
Fuck.
No thanks. No. He's like, we're going to try it.
And fuck
it's,
that
it's
shit.
My brother
back
and my
away,
cousin and a dirtbag friend of my cousin's.
Your cousin Gary?
No. He had done enough PCP. He didn't. I mean, he probably still felt the effects.
Yeah.
So they're like, do you want any? And I'm like, no, but I want to sit here and see what happens to you guys. And we're sitting in a circle, like dirt bags in a chair by the front door. Cousins directly across from him.
It's a safe environment.
Bottom
sounds
right
like
corner
safe,
of the square here, and my brother's here. We make up the four corners of the square in this little living room. It's hot as shit, and he lights it instantly. It smells fucking weird, So I was like, whoa. And he hits one hit, takes a big hit, passes it to me. I give it to my brother. He one hits. Dirtbag one hits. Back to cousin. They all put it out. One and done. They're like, oh, man. And my brother, I look over at my brother, and he starts breathing heavy. He's like, I'm like, you all right? And he's like, I think I'm going to go upstairs and lay down. And my cousin's like, at this point, he's just like, don't. You probably shouldn't go be by yourself. And my brother's like, no, I'm going to go upstairs and lay down. And he gets up, and he walks in a circle right in front of us, and he sits back down in a chair. And I look at him, and I go, what the hell was that? And he looked at me and he said, dead serious, when'd you get up here? motherfucker thought he climbed steps and went to his bedroom. And I was like, you just walked in a circle in front of everybody and sat back down.
Like a dog.
And then Dirtbag stands up and just screams and bolts out the front door. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I go look at the door. Guy gets in his car and leaves. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm looking at these two like, you should stop him. He should not be driving. They can't move.
Yeah.
And then like a couple minutes later, I hear a few doors down. So we're in a row home. And if you don't know what a row home is, they all fucking look alike. It's just a block of brick with homes built into it. So we hear this woman like three doors down scream. Ah! And I run to the door. And it's fucking Dirtbag on PCP. He forgot his wallet, and he thought that house was our house. Just went like, what's up? On PCP at some stranger's house. And this woman fucking screamed. Grabbed it. I'm like, you should really sit here. You should. And bam, back in the car and gone.
Oh, my God. Oh, you remember remember when I was in the dark, walking around in the dark one time?
I do.
On PCP?
Yeah. Not on PCP. Oh.
No, just some pops.
Yeah. I think actually the thing that I don't know what I took, and it definitely wasn't weed, was when I was like 10 years ago, I was in Peru, and I brought Casey with me. And everybody who listens to the show knows Casey. That's Casey. So we go down there, and we ask Roro, you remember Roro, to hook us up with weed.
Oh, I remember Roro. Right.
Yeah, Roro, who Roro, who didn't know the word for a comedian in Spanish. So when I told him, he was like, what do you do now? I was like, I'm a comedian. He's like, what? Like what? What's that? I was like, you know, like get up in front of people and try to make them laugh. And he was like, oh, you're a clown. And I was like, no, I'm not a clown. He was like, that's what clowns do. And I was like, nah, man, but it's not the same thing. And he was like, if you make fun of, like you make people joke and laugh. And he's like, that's what clowns do. And I was like, nah, man.
He does have a point.
But he does have a point.
He does
but
feel
I
that
like,
way sometimes.
I mean, when it shakes down to its core, yeah.
He was
we're
like,
a fucking clown.
You're a fucking clown, man. So I was like, we want to get weed. So he's like, all right. And he took us to the school, university. And he was like, just have $30. The guy wants $30. And I was like, okay. Because we were just trying to get like a joint or something. And we go, and he's like, it's that guy over there. So I have to go do the deal in Peru.
Oh, fuck that. Are you crazy?
Dude, locked up abroad over here starting right now.
Yeah, I was
just going to
say.
Well, pre-roll.
I was 21. I could have been on the show. But anyways.
I've been out by 40.
I give him $30, and he hands me like 4 ounces. And I was like,
oh my God.
And I was like, am I supposed to give him 300? Like, this feels wrong. Because
I'm going to give you a quarter pound. Yeah. No, I want an ounce, man. Quarter ounce. I'm going to give you a quarter pound.
It's so much. So I.
For $30.
$30. I put it in my jacket. There's like a inside zipper thing in the jacket. And I go, I just walk and I'm with Casey and he's like, you get it? I'm like, dude, we got a lot more than $30 worth. He's like, really? I go, oh my God. We get back to the place and we open it, and it just doesn't look like weed. It's leafy, but it's not weed.
But were you scared the whole time? Because that's a lot. Like, if you get busted with that, that's
I wasn't
a lot of weed, man.
I wasn't scared.
That is a life-ruining amount.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yes.
It was a lot.
Life-ruining amount, yes.
But maybe more pissed off thinking it might not be.
I was confused as to what, well, I mean, I was a little nervous for the exchange. Once I had it, I knew, like, we're going to get in his car. Like, the cops aren't going to fuck with us. We're coming from the university. It's fine. We're going to go we went back to the house. We go up to the room. We open it up, and I'm like, this shit does not look like just standard weed. It doesn't look like weed. It looks like, I don't know, it's like, it's leafy.
It's like
and
shitty weed?
Kind of.
Like
I mean,
oregano?
Kind of, yes. Kind of. And there's no stems, but there's also no chunks. Like, there's no buds. It's just all...
A brick?
No, it's all broken. And like,
oh, it is?
Yeah, so I'm like, this is weird. So anyways, we smoke it, and like, we roll a joint, and the three of us are just fucking blitzed, and then we're laughing, and then I remember just being like, oh, do you guys feel that cold? And they're like, no, it's not cold.
That's death.
And I was like, oh, I'm cold. And then I go, do you guys hear the train coming?
What? You heard a train?
I heard a train, and I go, that's the train's coming. And they're like, no, there's no train. And then I was just out of it. So the next day I was like, yo, man, I heard a fucking train. And they're like, you're out of your mind. Like, you're high as shit. The next night, we light that shit up again.
Okay.
And
part two
gets super high, and I'm laying in bed. Casey's laying in the other bed, and like like an hour into it, we're super high, just laying there. And he goes, ah, man. I go, what? He goes, dude, I think I hear that train. I'm like, oh, it's definitely in your head because I don't hear it now.
Ayahuasca? What did you guys try that?
Salvia? I don't know.
Yeah, salvia. I don't know. What the hell that shit's called.
Dude, speaking of dicks in public, do you remember the first time as when you're, no, when you're a guy that like when you're in pub, like you're a kid, right? You know, you understand, you don't even understand your body, obviously, but you're 7, 8, 9. And then like you see either your dad naked or like you go to a gym or like a public pool and you're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And I remember going to like Rolling Hills, a swim place, a public place. And you change. Everyone wore Speedos, like on like little swimmers. Like they had swimming hour. Everyone had Speedos. And then like the kids who were like 14 would change, and you'd see pubic hair, and you're like, oh shit! Like, is that what your dick's supposed to look like? Because my dick felt like a pinky.
Yeah,
a hairless one.
Like a newborn like mouse.
Yeah, yeah.
And just dudes, all shaken and scared and weird bumps and shit.
Yeah.
On
what's like it's on medication. It's a dick taking pills.
Like it's getting ready to be fed to a snake.
Yeah. And that's what the guys had, and hair all over you. You're like, fuck, man. When does this thing get hair?
No.
It totally jars you when you're a boy, and you're like, how come my shit doesn't look like that?
It jars you when you're a woman. I mean, a girl.
When they're jerking off in public?
Oh, my mom jerked off all the time. No, I'm just kidding. No, my mom had a fire crotch. I haven't seen her crotch in a while.
Yeah.
But she's actually a ginger. So I remember being like, fuck. Dude, like I hope when I grab mine doesn't turn.
You were scared?
Yeah.
Like, oh man.
You know, and because we're European, like my mom was naked all the time and really didn't hide stuff. There wasn't that American shame attached
to
vagina cleanliness.
You too?
Yeah.
Nana was naked a lot.
Lean into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, my mom still walks around naked, like,
really?
In the house.
Yeah. It's a very Hungarian thing.
My crazy Aunt Margaret, too.
She sees UFOs, though.
And, like, she'll walk in front of the windows, too. She doesn't give a shit.
But my mom used to have a douchebag, like an old timey douchebag. You ever seen those? No, it's like
a hot water bottle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's like a orangey red, big
red
plastic bottle. And then
it looks like an inflatable milk jug.
Like a whoopee cushion. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Like a whoopee cushion.
Yeah. And then a black fucking like a turkey baster.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck happens with this? Where do you put that? And the idea that your vagina, you put things in it, that blew my mind. The first time I saw a penis go into a vagina in a movie, I was like, that looks terrible.
What movie was it?
Oh, God. It's just probably I don't remember the exact film, the cinema. But I think I forgot. I just remember at some point putting it together and then being like, how can that feel good?
You can put stuff into it. It's like a fleshy purse.
Right. Thank you. That is a nice.
Very nice. Fleshy purse. It's going to be the new Louis Vuitton line. I remember when we were in middle school, which was the most awkward time for all of us, boys and girls. You know, everyone's going through puberty and they're doing it at different rates.
Yeah. Notebooks.
You know, so we were in gym and we used to have, they used to make us take showers after gym class. We're
hated
like, why?
That.
Why do we have to do this? And like, you need to learn how to be, you know, shower in public and, you know.
Oh
like,
my God.
So they would make us and
nobody needs to learn that.
Always make, and then so you would see like at that, I want to say seventh grade, I think.
That's so wrong.
I had like pubic hair at that point, maybe seventh, eighth grade.
Oh my God.
But I would see kids that didn't. And I remember looking at them and going, that's what it used to look like. Like I had forgotten because I had hair. And kids were so anxiety ridden to do this because they don't want to get naked. So guys would get naked and they would hunch over and they would sprint into the shower and they would just run through one and get their back wet. And then they would go out and the one teacher would always stand at the doorway with a towel to make sure that you went in there and did this. I'm like, why are you making everybody? We don't want to do this, but you had to do it.
I still don't want to shower in front of strangers. Yeah. I mean, when is that ever acceptable?
I know.
Let alone at the most vulnerable time in your development as a human being.
You like, know that,
right.
You fucking kidding me?
So, it just reminded me that Casey told me. Casey, where the dude's at, told me that he went to the Y. And you know, when the in the Y, like in gym shower, sometimes there's the center column and it has like six shower heads all around it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can hit basically some of them where you can hit it on, they'll all come on at once. So it's very loud, plus with like the tile and the way that those, so like the noise, it's very noisy, right? Like you almost can't hear somebody talking to you in the shower unless it's loud.
Right.
He said he was in the Y in the shower. and another guy from across the shower was like saying something to him, and Casey was like, I can't hear you. I can't hear you, man. And the guy was like, nah, nah, nah. He was like, yeah, I can't hear you. And they're showering, like they're naked. And then he got closer, and the guy goes, you ever jerk off with another dude? Okay.
What? Yeah. He invited him over to say that.
And then Casey said he did. Casey said he just went, nah, man. And then turned around and walked away. And I was like, what are you going to do now? He was like, not go back to that gym. I was like,
ever.
Dude, that guy harassed you, basically. Yeah. He harassed you big in the time. Shower. Yeah.
I like that he was yelling that
yeah,
for a while. Like, you ever jerk off with another guy? I said, you ever jerk off when you ever touch dicks with another guy? Let me come around there.
Right. Do you wanna,
making him wet.
And do you want to know something that would never happen? That would never happen between women.
Yeah.
There, I have never been proposition or preposition.
Preposition. Hey. Thank you.
Hey, you thank ever you, finger Christine. Your cunt? You ever finger your cunt?
Yeah.
You ever put two fingers in your ass when you're touching your pussy?
Let me come around there and talk to you real quick.
Hit your tits and squeeze your cunt real hard.
Yelled it. He yelled the offer.
He yelled
screaming it.
How do you yell the offer?
He, and Casey said he God just kept going, huh, man? Huh? What?
The audacity of somebody
yeah, I just
to
kept
scream
yelling
that.
It. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he wanted
you,
some
have
dick.
Have you ever jerked your dick with another dude
right.
in the shower?
Unbelievable.
You and me.
That's crazy as fuck, man.
You know, it's so, you know, I was just remembering too. I went to a preschool where they made us, girls and boys, shit and pee together.
What? At the same
what?
Time? Like
yes.
on a schedule?
No, no, no. It was like a row of toilets, and boys and girls went and shit and piss together. So there was never a separation right. of the gender. And I remember being like, fuck that. I was
yeah.
terrified to do a number two. I'd never shit in preschool. Yeah, because I didn't want to shit. And then the boy I have a crush on is going to come in here and
of
see
course.
Me shitting. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Nobody wants to do that.
And UC Santa Cruz has co-ed showers and shitters.
Really?
Too. Yeah. So you're in college, and here you go. You're taking a shit, and the guy that you like is next to you. Can you even imagine?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Guys will get awful on that kind of shit because we're
of
pigs.
Course.
Yeah, of course.
Like, they couldn't wait to go in and destroy a toilet while some cute chick's in there that they're not interested in. Like,
or
she
even
went in there and blew it up, man. She was
even
in there.
Better.
She was got hurt or gagging.
Even better, a guy wants to, like, I got to take a leak, but I know this girl just went to take a shit. I'm going to go right next to her and be like, taking a shit?
Yeah. You shitting, huh? You shit cute, too, girl.
You know,
like real cute shit.
Do you know how much of a phobia Aww. There was when I went to when I moved from Milwaukee to Florida, transferred high schools. I transferred as a freshman, so obviously as a freshman, you take every you know, in high schools you always take you know your cues from the upperclassmen, right? So in the locker room, spring football comes, and the upperclassmen are showering after practice. This is juniors to be seniors, all of them, without exception. With their boxers on.
Of course.
Really?
Yeah. And so we're the sophomore. So as a freshman, you're like this. I mean, especially if you're new, I was like, this is weird. We're going to shower with our boxers on. But then you can't be the one who's like, fuck that. I'm gonna be the Rosa Parks of this team. And take these boxers off and show you guys my dick. Like, you have to shower. And it just, I thought it was so weird. But then after a year, I realized that there's new freshmen. And I'm like, well, I'm not, like, you can't. How are you going to break that
right.
practice?
The
you
cause.
Can't.
You're
yeah.
not going to fight for that.
Fuck no. So I just shower with boxers on
of
for
course.
4 years.
Well, I think it's demeaning for men that they make you guys whip your dick out in public and piss next to each other at urinals.
You know
I don't know why that's
you know
acceptable.
That what's totally American?
You have to keep your eyes on the road or people are going to look at you weird.
But you know what's totally American? And I didn't realize this for a while till I started traveling more. It's very American to have partitions at public restrooms, like in public restaurants, in any public. If you go to Europe, if you go to South America, you go and you pee, and there's no partition. Everybody's dick is out with you. You're shoulder to shoulder. It's just interesting, though, right? That like we're the ones that have the
well,
modesty.
Yeah, it's dignified.
It's more dignified.
And we're a puritanical
yes.
culture. We don't like sex.
Yeah,
we're sex negative. But that's nothing to do with sex, taking a leak. You shouldn't have to show your junk to strangers.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
I was I had the pleasure of watching a dad educate his young son on how to use a stand-up urinal at a sports event. I was at a Ravens game, so it's halftime.
Congratulations on your victory.
Thanks.
World champions.
Super Bowl 47 world champions. We were, you know, you're in line, and when it's halftime, it's like 10 deep at every urinal, and you're just waiting for the guy in front of you to finish. So they're next, and it's a little kid, you know, and he's all excited. He's going to pee standing up in this urinal like a big boy. And the guy in front of him goes up and pulls his pants down. He's taking a leak. And the kid runs up, and his dad grabs him by the hood, and he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Back here, son. That guy farts will blow your face off. I started laughing so hard, like watching him teach his kid how to piss in a fucking crowded public restroom. The other one, I went to...
It would blow his fucking...
It would. It would so blow his, asses right, right in his mouth. Right like, his mouth. Oh, dad. Yeah, you don't get up there on top of that. That guy might have to fart. But I, when I first moved to California, a couple years after I was here, I went to see Mexico and the U.S. play down at the Coliseum.
How Mexican was that audience?
It was 98% Mexican. I'm not kidding you. I was like rooting for Mexico at that point. I was like, they threw fucking unopened beer cans at the police. The police were all over the place.
Holy shit.
And we went to the men's room. It's the only time it's ever happened anytime I've ever been in a restroom, and they just said fuck it and started pissing on the floor.
No.
And you waited. I had to throw my shoes and socks away after it was fuck. They were like, fuck waiting. And I told a dude about it recently. He's like, my friend was there. He told me. I'm like, your shoes and socks were, you were sloshing through urine because they were just pissing right on the floor and you walked in.
Why bother going in that room then? Just piss outside.
Well, you know, you can't piss in it. I mean, that's, come on now. That's disgusting.
I got this, you want to hear the new one? This is the,
yeah.
We're talking about people who want to make their news interviews YouTube worthy.
Significant.
Across town, residents are now picking up the pieces as well. Large hailstones destroyed mobile homes, busted out windows, and car tail lights.
Man, them jokers was big, size of a quarter doggone.
Many said it sounded like nothing they've ever heard before.
He said, kapooya, kapooya. And the boy that hell just came in. I looked at my, opened my door, and I looked at my door and started hitting me in my head. I took off running, ran to my restroom, and then I called my mama to see what she all right.
Kapooya.
Kapooya.
That's it, man.
Man, them jokers was big, size of a quarter doggone.
Many said it sounded like nothing they've ever heard before.
He said, kapooya, kapooya. Man, them jokers was big. He said, kapooya, kapooya. And the man, them jokers was big.
This is you on the keyboard, isn't it? Yeah. Look at that ivory.
My mama, let's see what she all right.
Look, electric slide to this.
Many said it sounded like nothing they've ever heard before.
There you go, man. It's just hot, man. That's that fire right there.
What a wonderful era we live in. Well, people remix to auto-tune people.
Damn that nigga nice. That nigga nice.
You know what I'm saying?
When they said that they sounded like something they'd never heard before, I thought they were talking about the woman talking. That definitely sounded like something I've never heard before.
Let's talk a little bit about Julie.
Let's talk about Julie.
Yeah.
We've never had her on the podcast before. Julie is, let's be honest, between us, my favorite cousin.
No.
This is very true. I can confirm.
You're my favorite cousin, too.
It's true. Oh, she and I are, you're 29, I'm 36.
Yeah.
We grew up together. She grew up in Riverside, I grew up in the Valley, but you'd come visit all the time.
How are you cousins? What's the...
Our fathers are brothers.
Okay.
And she's actually like first cousin, and I would say so close that I consider her a sister, as well as my other cousin. But I love Choo Choo, and Julie and I have similar tastes and shit. We like the same food. We like a lot of the same music. Julie is fond of, if I may be so bold, punk music.
Growing up, yes.
Tattoos. You still have.
Oh, yeah, my favorite band ever.
Please continue. I'm sorry I interrupted.
Who is this, Julie?
You don't know?
Peni.
Rudimentary Peni.
Do you know the name of the song?
Yes, cosmetic plague.
Oh, sorry. My husband doesn't understand like white people music. He has the music taste of a seventh grade girl. So this is totally foreign to him.
Sorry.
So, but Rudimentary Peanut, what a kind of punk are they? Like, there's different types of punk, right?
I guess they would be considered anarcho-punk.
Okay, and what's that?
They're following the anarchist philosophy and all that shit. But Nick Blinko, who does the vocals of that, was a pretty weird guy. He was actually in a mental institution.
Really?
Teenager. Hmm. he sings about weird shit and the hearses and
But there's anarcho-punk, and then there's like... Oh, look, I grew up when there was one punk.
Too many offshoots.
Okay, so how many... What are we talking?
Oh, too many.
What were you into?
What I was into is... you got your crust-punk.
Okay.
Crust-punk?
What's that?
Oh, well, it's kind of a heavier than anarcho, but it's...
like who?
Same philosophies. Crust, you could consider... there's like Nausea and Doom. Good stuff, but yeah, there's Nausea.
That's Nausea right there. That shit queued up.
She knows it from the first three drum beats.
Yeah, I do.
That's cross punk.
I do.
So this is like your favorite shit right here.
Oh yeah, I love Nausea.
This is what you drive home to and shit.
Cyber
right
God.
Here? Like when I'm driving my car and. Like when Christina said he has a taste for, a 7-year-old girl? Would you say?
I'm sorry. He's a 13th grade.
Seventh grade. So when he's rocking with his windows up to Kelly Clarkson and he looks over at you in your car, this is what you're fucking playing?
This shit to me, and this is, I'm admitting that my musical taste is very limited and it is very elementary, maybe. I don't know. I like a lot of old school hip hop. I don't think that's that weird.
Well, you know what the unifying band of between punks and people who are into hip hop.
What's that?
And
the rebellious nature of it.
Very funny. A lot of punks, a lot of crust punks, love Dead Prez.
Oh, really?
They love Dead Prez. It's unifying.
Interesting.
It speaks to them the same way as punk rock.
Okay.
So it's about the message, not the music.
Yeah. Sticking it to the man.
Stick it to the man. Which is
something I think everybody can appreciate.
Yeah.
This shit honestly always just terrified me. This type of music. I mean, seriously, I would hear this shit. I'd be like, shit, man. This is like, sounds like someone's about to get robbed right now.
Can I tell you something? Because I grew up punk too, but I grew up.
Yeah.
What was that one?
I don't know.
I didn't grow up like back in the day. It was like 80s punk. I liked the Dead Kennedys. Yeah, I liked the Germs, the Circle Jerks, the Sex Pistols.
I love NBC.
I don't even know what NBC.
They're part of NDC. They're part of the American hardcore. Oh,
guys, I just want to take a nap. Just chill out.
I'm getting a massage. What are you doing about that?
Trying to meditate, man. Size.
Then I'm going to meditate. Yeah. Open back here in the yoga studio.
Doing my chakras. Chakras is open.
I'm back in the dojo. I'm at the comedy club. I'm at the comedy club, man.
Man.
Oh, you don't know what you're doing. Listen, this is advanced punk. Okay, that's varsity.
That's
crust. The shit that my cousin likes is varsity punk.
But Julie's advanced.
She's a new generation of the punkers. My cousin is Julia's covered in tattoos. How many tattoos do you think you have? If you could quantify it.
I don't know. It's mostly pieces, so I'm not even sure.
You have to talk into the mic. It's killing me.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, put your mic.
You've now...
No,
it's my fault. It's my fault because I said it.
Okay.
It's my fault. But it is going to be weird.
Quantify. How many tattoos and what's your favorite piece? Let's talk about it.
I don't know. I have too many. I like almost all of them.
Are you covered? Are you pretty much covered?
30?
I am heavily tattooed.
30 or 40? Is that a reasonable guess or no?
No, maybe.
Maybe?
No,
okay.
How many hours of tattooing?
You know, people ask me that and I have no idea. That's how long I've been tattooed. I have no idea anymore. People ask me. No fucking clue.
How often as a heavily tattooed... I wonder this. It's just like... It's probably like really tall people get fucking like annoyed. Like, do people every day go like, what's up with that tattoo? Or how
almost
many
the most annoying thing is people will grab my arm and twist it around.
What?
Oh, what do you have there? It's like,
really?
Why the hell are you
touching me?
Why are you touching me?
That's crazy.
Yeah. The only people I'm okay with, like... you know, looking at my shit that much in depth as someone else who has lots of tattoos,
right,
too. But I don't like perfect strangers. Just
I don't blame you.
That was a great sitcom. I'll argue. That was a great sitcom.
I am, and here's the thing. I can't even help myself. I never bother tattooed people. I seriously, if a dude's like 6'8", I know he hears it 100 times a day. As soon as I meet him, I go, God damn, you're tall as shit, man. Like, I say the thing that he hears 100 times right. a day. And then in my head, I go, why the fuck? Because I can't help it. I can't help it. Like, you're huge as shit, man. And he's like, yeah, I fucking know.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. 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 Just one of those. Resigned. Yeah.
I have a question for you. As a heavily tattooed person who clearly likes tattoos, is there any place on your body you won't get a tattoo? And I'm not being gross. I mean, like, neck, face. Is there any
face.
Is there any off limits?
Wait, no, but you tattooed your bottom lip. Remember? There was
yes,
this great.
I did.
You did? What's in your bottom lip? What's that say? Christina.
I love my cousin.
I love my cousin.
Cousins. What does it say?
Beer.
It says beer.
Beer?
It still stayed. I thought, yeah. It's
yeah,
good.
They don't really stay in
Do you have your neck tattooed at all?
No, but I only the back of my neck. But
what did you do? Side or anything like that?
Yes, I would. The only place I won't get a tattoo is my face. That's just...
Why? Why the boundary of the face? What are you thinking?
I don't know. It's just... kind of way out there, and you think that someone who gets tattoos is kind of out there, but some people just have their limits, you
of
know
course.
I don't want to, I know it's,
god damn it.
Speaking of tattoos, this is the one I got right here.
At least play the Tony Tribe that one is way better.
See
this,
see
is,
how
what
she knows
this is what
it?
Tom's cruising down the freeway
right.
listening to
right.
looking
right.
over in your car and you're cranking to that to cross.
Do you know this is my fucking trigger song? This song
is what she hates the most.
Red,
she hates
wine.
This song.
I fucking hate this one right with you.
Thank you.
You hate it too?
I hate this fucking song.
Fuck
really?
This song's a piece
no, no, no.
of
but
shit.
But who's the first guy?
Because why? Because it's a
Tony
remake.
Tribe version.
And Tony
okay.
Tribe
is the most amazing version. I hate okay. all.
Is Tony Tribe
other...
a black person? Because
yes,
they stole
is.
This shit from black
it's
people.
Old school
that's why.
Dance hall ska
See?
From the late 60s, early 70s.
See?
That's amazing.
Trying
that's
to what... pass for fucking reggae. Like,
that's
get your
right.
fucking hairspray
that's
reggae
right.
ass
Fraudulent
out of here.
Fraudulent fucking bullshit.
Fucking douchebags. Yeah.
But anyway, so listen, Julie and her husband have a business called crustpunks.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you can buy every kind of punker t-shirt.
It's a really cool site. It's really cool.
Really
they have a ton of
what
shit.
What else do you sell on there, Julie? Tell people.
You know, shirts, pants, bullet belts, studs, spikes, patches.
Everything punk rock you can get
punk
from this
site.
Punk
rock accessories.
Crustpunk.com.
Yes.
Crustpunks with a
with an
plural.
S.
Crust
like
punks.
A you know like a yeah. pizza crust
right. and it's also vegan right. friendly right like
yeah aren't... yeah we do have non-leather jackets and
because that's belts. Crust punk isn't that like people that are earthy and stuff
well a lot of them are
aggressively
and
conscious
I do gotta say a big fan base are like those hippie sort of vegan anarcho sort of crusty bike punks
mm-hmm. no know? Idea what the fuck you're talking
no.
about
no
I'm with you. Well, what makes them
okay,
crusty
okay.
I don't
the stereotype of them yeah. you gotta have the dreadlocks.
Oh,
what
that's
is
crusty. Okay.
But what is crusty?
White people with dreadlocks?
Yes.
Those are the worst,
and
right?
And then you they have really like some political shirt oh. or band shirt. Got have the tight black jeans with your band patches sewn on them, bullet belts.
But what does crust punk represent? What does it mean to be a crust punk as opposed to just a punker?
Well, you're just crusty and dirty. And stinky.
So you don't take showers.
That's foul as shit.
So you're not seeing dicks in the shower.
That is foul as shit.
So it's
but
just,
you're heavily into the anarchist philosophy.
Which is fuck the world.
Well,
stick it to the
too,
man.
But, you know, it's all about personal
nope.
McDonald's.
Living the life that you want.
Okay.
And
I'm
but,
about
you know,
that.
But respecting others, too, okay. at the same time.
Happy meals.
And not respecting you know. Showers.
Yeah, yeah, not respect.
Why do you have to be
so
nasty to do that? I don't understand. Why do you have to
oh,
be nasty
yeah,
as shit?
A lot of them smell. Yes.
But wait, why?
Yeah, what's the? But what's
you smell
that?
Like coast, man.
Because they don't give a shit.
So that's the whole thing.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Come on now.
That's so foul, man.
No, but they're good people. They're
of course.
The ones I like.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yes, of course.
So that's a whole new. You know what? I had a punker boyfriend when I was in ninth grade. And he and his best friend had a contest to see how long they could go without showering. Two weeks. This is good. This is much better than
this
you before.
Way better.
This is better. Because it's fucking real.
Yeah.
Yeah. The much, 100 times better.
You know what? I like the UB40 version much more.
Oh,
than
no.
Fuck yourself.
This guy
Don't
is so
yourself.
Much more soulful.
I hate this shit. This shit sucks.
Ska music sucks.
That's this
shut
shit sucks.
You suck.
No.
This sucks. This sucks.
How dare you?
This sucks.
You suck. This is terrible.
This is terrible. That's
I can't
right.
believe that you would say that.
This sucks.
This is much better than UB40. I take this any day.
Way better than UB40.
This sucks.
There is no UB40 without this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a song to cover.
This guy can go fuck himself.
Wow.
So wait.
What?
What's in Neil Diamond did this song, right?
Did he do this too? He's covered a lot of shit, right?
Was
and people cover him.
I don't
know. A lot of people cover his stuff.
Cover him in
cum. Yeah. They shoot their jizz all over him,
turning their heart light on all over his chest. Yeah.
Turn
Wait.
On your heart light.
Go back to your boyfriend that didn't shower for 2 weeks.
So
I want so
I was way into him too, and he was.
Do you remember like him stink? Like, does
course.
It stick with you?
Oh, and here's the sad patchouli. Part. I he didn't wear patchouli. No.
Oh, God,
I love this guy so much, and he had a mohawk, and he was a real gnarly punker. And I remember the filth on his arms was so caked,
a layer of dirt that just don't wash off.
Yeah, but he was cute. I liked his breath smelled like Marlboro Reds, and at the time I was really into that. You know, I was fucking. I was in ninth grade. You know, what do you expect? I didn't
it's
like.
Fucking gross.
Listen, I didn't fucking like Justin Bieber or the New Kids on the Block or whatever bullshit. All right, I like gnarly punker guys. And
I like
Puerto
how Ricans. She's your wife is what? Staring you down, saying it as if you did.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
those
yeah. Like I like them.
You
yeah.
did.
Well, New Kids on the Block.
You love them. You have the poster in our bedroom.
That's
why are you
personal?
Lying? What was your band?
Personal.
What was your band in ninth grade?
Fuck you.
Who was your band in ninth grade? Be honest and be honest. Was
Enjoy McIntyre solo.
Which
Sisters with Voices? Who was
that? Was seventh grade?
SWV.
Yeah.
I remember SWV.
That shit's so much better than that bullshit song you made me play.
Oh
yeah,
my
this shit
God.
Sucked.
I can't believe you.
Look, this is for you. That's for you.
Wow, can you believe this?
No.
What about the Dead Kennedys? Play the Dead Kennedys. That's better than
anything. I was playing.
You ever played Too Drunk to Fuck, and that's a really good song. I like this. Yeah, let's fuck some shit up.
That's what, whether you like punk rock or not, it makes you want to just fuck shit up.
I love it.
Like, I want to take a baseball bat and just go beat shit.
I love it. To be young, I love it. And then it'd be punk rocker, or with punk rockers, it's nothing but being drunk and getting UTI infections. There you go.
Nasty.
Yeah, what were you into, Ryan? What did you like in high school?
I listened to everything. I really, I was into hip hop. I was into rock,
Press
heavy
punk.
Metal, the punk we've talked about.
Yeah,
Sex Pistols, Dead Kennedys.
Well,
I never ventured very far down that. Green Day.
No,
I know. I just said it on purpose because real punk people fucking hate hearing
they
that.
Absolutely do.
That's how I know she jumped on it right
you
away.
Shanked.
When we, you know, I went to a ton of concerts because we had no parental supervision, so I saw.
Of course, so did I.
My first concert ever was, we convinced our dad to let us go with, so it's me and my brother, convinced him to let us go with another friend who convinced his dad. We are in the seventh grade. This guy's dad drops the three of us off together at a place called Merriweather Post Pavilion. It was like an amphitheater. Under certain rows were under this, and then you had the lawn seats, and we had the last row under the amphitheater, and there's 3 7th graders, and it was Metallica, Master of Puppets,
okay,
with Cliff Burton alive.
Okay.
Hetfield was young. He had broken his arm skateboarding, so they had a guy backstage. So we're watching them do their Master of Puppets, and then Ozzy Osbourne was the ultimate sin. They opened for him. So that was our Metallica Ozzy was our first concert. That's pretty fucking
good. That's
pretty
dope.
That's pretty
dope.
Decent. And then, you know, we went and saw the Beastie Boys and Run DMC on the Together Forever
I'm so
tour in
mad.
D.C.
I never got to see the Beastie Boys.
Have you heard Beastie Boys' old stuff when they were punk rock?
Yeah, well, they used to come to smaller venues in Maryland. Like, there's this one called Michael's 8th Avenue, and they do, like, boxing and shit like that on weekends. It's a big enough venue, and the Beastie Boys will come through and play those venues, and they would do all the
little,
you know,
hardcore.
Yeah, where they were playing their punk stuff, like Cookie Puss back in the day and all that stuff when they had 4 Beastie Boys and... so we went to everything, AC/DC, Van Halen, fucking ton of hip hop shows. We saw, but we were lucky to see everything because there was no one to say no. If I had the money, I was like, I'm in on that.
Of course.
Grateful Dead, whoever
I saw,
we could.
That's awesome.
Ninth grade, I saw Cypress Hill and Public Enemy. But my favorite album when I was in ninth grade I found. This is my favorite album in 9th grade.
I love this song. This is just a Nancy.
I was 14.
Right?
No, this is a. That's oh. that beat.
Yeah, it's so simple.
It's too short.
Bomb, bomb.
Oh. I think UB40 stole this too.
Yeah, he might have.
It made a really fast short.
Yeah, they stole that. That's sampling that Sister Nancy beat. But this is not that.
I know. This shit sucks. I like Sister Nancy.
No, Sister Nancy's great.
My cousin, the one that smoked PCP, he had a friend whose mom lived in Northridge. We were in Maryland. And his friend was out here visiting his mom and picked up Eazy-E and NWA and brought it back and was like, you need to hear this shit. So my cousin gave us Eazy-E. We were in like 8th or 9th grade. We were way ahead of the curve on the East Coast.
I'm sorry, ahead of the curb.
Curb. I apologize. That's my bad, guys.
Like curb, man.
And so we were way ahead because this West Coast connection coming in. Mm-hmm. And when we heard Eazy-E, we were like, what the fuck is this? So we start telling everybody, like, you got to hear this Eazy-E. And they're like, you mean DJ Eazy Rock with Rob Bass? I'm like, nah,
man.
I don't mean that at all, man. You have no idea.
West Coast.
So we were lucky to be way ahead on the Eazy-E's and the NWA's.
I remember when on Yo! MTV Raps, when Fat Five Freddy was out here on a pickup truck, and he was rolling with Eazy-E and, like, not even the rest of NWA, just 8 guys with machine guns, and they were driving through like Compton. He was like, and Fab Five Freddy was like, yo, this dude's the new shit. He's real, and these are real guns. And then he was like scared to be out doing the show with Eazy-E. He's like, this motherfucker's crazy. Eazy-E was like, that's how he introduced Eazy-E to like MTV. It was on UMTV Raps. This is the shit, this song.
This is one of my favorite songs
it's
of all.
It's beautiful.
Time.
Yeah. Sister Nancy's the shit.
I'm a lady, I'm not a man.
That's a jam right
there, really a jam.
Son.
You still like UB40 better, though?
Definitely.
They're real reggae.
That's real reggae.
Legit.
Look, guys. Whether you want it or not, you're getting UB40 tickets for an anniversary present.
Kill myself. No.
You have to go.
You got to go.
Fuck off.
That's all I want.
Make Vine videos all night.
Do you guys remember, okay, at the time Eazy-E and NWA dropped in L.A., because I was an L.A. fucking band. Mm-hmm. Also,
band.
Sonic, they're a group, a rock group, I'm assuming, like a hip-hop jam band.
Uh-huh. Jam band.
Jam
barbershop
band.
Quartet of sorts.
It's like Fish. Yeah.
Exactly, a band. I don't know if you remember a little band called Sonic Youth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
And Cool Thing, that song Cool Thing dropped, and that shit blew my mind, because Chuck D was in it, and he was like, yeah, tell about Everywhere Hurts. Remember that part? You remember that? And fucking Kim Gordon was like, hey, Cool Thing, sit down beside me.
I'm so
happy.
Were
they a California band?
Talking about male white corporate oppression. I mean, that shit was pretty cool, too.
You had to see, didn't you get so much talent out here?
Yes.
Did you go see, like, do you remember going to see a show and then like 2 years later you're like, Jesus Christ, we saw Guns N' Roses when they were whatever the fuck they were, or
GNR was huge on the strip in the late 80s.
Van Halen too?
I was
too,
like 12
or?
When that shit
no,
came
they were
out.
Too
I was
big
too young
for
that,
84.
But Jane's Addiction,
oh, yeah.
I saw those fools before they popped, I would say, in the late 80s.
What, the clubs just all over L.A.
On the Sunset
and stuff?
Strip. There was a huge like metal scene that averred.
The Rainbow Roxy.
Did you averge yourself in it?
You averge?
Did you averge yourself in all that music?
I virginalized it.
Did you try to curve your appetite?
I curve it.
Okay.
I remember that one of those. I worked on a reality show where this girl was like, I'm just emerging myself in this culture, you know?
Emerging.
And, yeah. And I just emerged myself in it, and that's how
coming right out of that shit, huh?
Yeah, emerge. Yep.
Here I come.
I love that shit.
Yeah, it was cool too. Was the Riot Girl shit when I was in high school, like Bikini Kill, 7 Year Bitch.
Oh,
all that stuff came out of L.A. too. That was pretty fun.
Do you want to play that the video we were talking about earlier?
I would love to play this.
This has been sent to us countless times, and it just hasn't made its way onto the show. We were talking about it today. It's a pretty, I think it's somewhat well-known clip from an episode of Lock Up.
I fucking love Lock Up. I can watch that shit all
Lock
day.
Up.
Well, we have sexual desires, right? So you got a bunch of men locked up in one place. All of them get hard. All of them horny. All of them got sexual desires. So what are they going to do?
Sounds bad. Yeah. Too bad.
Doesn't work. It's about a guy talking about prison sex and getting booty.
And how booty works.
Yeah. That guy was creepy.
Yeah.
Was so he had the beanie and the glasses.
Yes.
That guy.
Is he the same guy that figured out that you could take light bulbs and crush them up into powder and then put your feces and urine? He would let it marinate for like months, and then when the cops would come, he would throw it in their face. And natural reaction, they start rubbing their eyes, and the glass digs into their skin, and then feces goes in. He was proud of his shit of himself. Like, that's my shit right there. I can't help with that.
This was the guy who was like, we could do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way.
Look at you, Julie's a Rolodex.
You are.
Well, we have sexual desire.
Oh, yeah, this is the guy. That's him that did that.
Locked up in one place. All of them get hard. All of them horny. All of them got sexual desire. So what are they going to do? We won't let them have a woman. They're going to have each other. Somebody's going to have to give us some booty. And it's just that simple.
The most memorable story that the police told us was about the place and importance that booty has in a maximum security penitentiary. And he went on about it and on about it.
In his prison, booty. Booty was more important than booty. A man's butt.
Is this Darryl Wright?
He looks just like
it. It was more booty having some booty.
How many times has he
been? A lot.
Was more important than drinking water.
Wow.
Look how he's getting deep with it.
I like booty.
Johnny had to tell our crew how he used to satisfy his sexual desires, especially during the 1970s and 80s.
I fuck
when
booty.
He was most active in prison security.
His most active. That's my
security was
when
lax.
When I see one, and he looks good to me, when I go see him, I say, come here. I'm telling you what. I like you, and I want you.
I want you.
And we can do it the easy way or the hard way. So the choice is yours.
Choice is yours.
Terrible. Is that really a choice?
And it was always yes.
It was always yes.
Johnson also had a warning for the new generation of inmates.
Hilarious.
They might be asking for trouble.
Britt
from
talks about pants sagging.
You know, they got this thing where they sag their pants past their butt. It's a style. They call it some sort of gangster style. You know, it's sexy to all of us.
Sexy.
See, but they weren't prepared for this, right? So you shave your pants in here, man, somebody be up in your butt. You know, and it's just that simple.
Johnson even let the lockup crew know that when he was in his prime, they wouldn't be safe from his advances either.
If y'all had been in here back then in them days, and as much as I like booty, I'd probably... felt one in y'all butts. And y'all would walk and pass me. And dare you to say something.
I dare you to say something.
Wow.
I touched your ass.
I want to know what the hard way is.
I was going to say. Like, you can choose.
I got a pretty good idea,
right,
actually.
You choose a shank up your ass.
Yeah.
It's your choice.
Yeah.
I got a real good idea what the hard way is, actually.
I like booty.
Could you imagine that? And that's another strictly male thing where they're like, we need to fuck so much that we'll be. It's called, I believe, situational homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Happens in the Middle
Whereas
East.
Whereas women,
a lot.
And we can.
Don't put a title to
we'd
it.
We'd be like, oh,
it's
hell
true.
No,
it's
I'm just
not.
Gonna
no,
go
it's called situational
without...
homosexuality. In the Arab culture, the same way happens because they can't do it with chicks and then they. That's what they're talking about.
I can't imagine. I mean, on many levels, how horrible prison is, but to be surrounded with nothing. But dudes, and for who are in there forever, for life, and all that aggression and testosterone.
You just better hope you have a cool celly.
They showed, celly. Did you see the lockup where they had the guy? He looked like just kind of a little rougher Kenny Rogers. he had like shoulder length hair, had a beard.
A rougher
and,
Kenny Rogers.
And he
I'm
going to
fuck the gambler later.
He was he was in Kentucky State Prison. And he said he just kind of he had glasses, older guy, and they were like they're like, tell us about you. He's smoking. You could tell him the way he's looking at the camera crew and producers, he's like not into them, you know? He's just like kind of showing them like, I'm not really a fan of this whole thing anyways. So they're in his cell, and he's like, yeah, I had a cellmate, and then the cellmate got moved to another prison, or he got moved to a cell, and he was on his own. And he was like, I like being on my own. So then one day, they gave him a new cellmate, after he'd been alone for a while, and he told the warden, I don't want a cellmate. And they were like, well, that's too fucking bad. You have a cellmate. And he was like,
I don't like where this is going.
He was like, well, I'm gonna change that, because the warden told him the only way you're not going to have this cellmate is if you get moved to whatever the other prison, some other a worse prison. And he was like, all right. So he goes, so I just, one night, I just, I asked the guy, like, if he wanted something to drink. He said, yeah, and he turned his back, and then I just killed him. I, like, choked him. I cut his head off or something crazy. Oh, and then he told the warden, he was like, what's up now? Now I have a cellmate.
How about that studio apartment?
Yeah, the warden was like, yeah, you're right, man. You don't have a cellmate anymore. Nah. And then now he's on his own. He's like, now I got my own cellmate.
There
now
you
I'm,
go.
Now
worked
I'm by
out.
Myself. Huh?
See how it all works out in the end, guys?
It's all one death.
Positive thinking. Yeah. That's all it requires.
Yeah. Just kill that guy.
It's so amazing to me how, Ryan, you were talking about how the guy grinds up the light bulb.
Yeah.
And then he puts shit in it or something.
I feel like it might have been that same dude, I feel like.
But don't you feel like these guys are quite resourceful and actually really intelligent? And had they had the wherewithal to apply this intelligence to something constructive...
Yes.
You can be fucking Bill Gates.
The criminal mind, yes.
It's
you would cure cancer if you would fucking put that kind of effort into this shit.
Just harness this brain.
Like, he really thought that out. Like, I'm shitting and pissing.
Jumpsuits with little test tubes and
test tubes. Like a little, like Bill Nye, the prison guy. Yeah, just fucking.
I saw one time, and I always say that, you know, Daryl Wright was in prison in Baltimore, and I used to say that we would drive by and throw Jolly Ranchers at the windows. because when I watched a lockup one time, and they talked about the barter system in prison. So there's this one guy who's like, he's like the fucking 7-Eleven. You know what I mean? He's got candy bars and Jolly Ranchers and all that kind of shit. And you can come to him with real cash, pay him for this shit, take it back to your cell, enjoy it. But if you don't have money, you're allowed to borrow. Right. And that's cool. So Tom comes in. He's like, look, I don't have money. All right, what's this $5 worth of shit? Like, I'll pay you next week. During that time, you, Christina, can come along, buy his debt, and then he's your fucking bitch.
Oh, that's
so
terrifying.
As soon as you're in debt in prison,
terrifying.
If someone comes up and goes, I'm gonna give you that $5 for Tom Segura, now you're theirs. And that's, they were like, never get into fucking
so
debt.
So never borrow money.
Never buy anything in prison, ever.
Never.
What's the other one? Oh, this guy told me who got locked up. He said they showed them a video, a video when he first got to prison about basically to prevent rape. So he said what'll happen is if you're a new prisoner,
it's awful.
You'll leave your cell. No, they said like you'll leave your cell and you might come back and there'll be a candy bar on your pillow. And if you eat that candy
like
bar,
Hilton.
Now you owe whoever put that candy bar a favor.
Oh, fuck.
So he said in the video, he's like, they made us watch this video where like it said like in a really like like a teacher like conference way, like you were watching an instructional video like how to sell a fucking used car.
I'm not to get ass raped.
They said like he said like it's like if somebody leaves a candy bar on your pillow, make sure you go out to the common area and say, whoever left this, I'm not interested in eating this candy bar. And then leave it outside of your cell. That gives the message that like you let everybody know that you didn't eat it. And I go, well, who did that? He's like, nobody did that. People would take the candy bar, throw it out of their cell, and be like, fuck that shit. Whoever left me this shit, fuck themselves. but that was, people did it every time. And that, like, if you ate that bar, it was on. Like, you're going to get fucked.
It's
fuck
so
that.
Scary.
Yeah.
I like it happened so many times. Finally, the prison's like, man, we need to make a video, man. Yeah. We let these guys know. There's a lot of ass rape going on here, man. I feel bad for me. This
you
guy was in here for grand
Jim,
theft.
Jim, you can always act.
You should play the guy that doesn't want to get ass raped in this, man. You'd be good at that.
And Kevin, you could direct.
Never. I'm so terrifying.
All right, we got to wrap this shit up.
All right.
God, this was fun. Thanks for coming and doing the show.
Thank you for having
me.
I love your mom's house.
I love you guys.
Love what you've done with the place.
Please go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. Thank you for all your support. Please, if you live in the LA area, get tickets to our April 16th show at Flappers. It's a fundraiser for Theo. And you can get tickets to all our shows coming up. Also, crustpunks.com, Julie's website.
Yeah.
And RyanSickler.com.
RyanSickler.com.
On Twitter, you're at Ryan Sickler.
At Ryan Sickler on Twitter, thecrabfeast.com.
Thecrabfeast.com, the Great Crab Feast Podcast. Yes. At Christina P.
At Christina
on Twitter. At Tom Segura.
At Fartface.
All right, that's it. That's been our show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, mommies. We love you. Pull your jeans up, wear them as tight as you can.
As high and as tight as possible, and never let them blow.
Especially if you're in prison.
Never leave them
loose. Keep those jeans on.
Ever.
Playback. Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got a soul. Hey, listen if you're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm singing. Hey, giving what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing. While the black band's sweating in the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need. Hey, our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the power. Don't be. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Power. We got to fight the powers that be. As the rhythm's designed to bounce with calcifental lies, designed to fill your mind. Now that you realize the prize arrives, we got to pump the stuff to make it hot. From the heart, it's a start of work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange. People, people, we all the same. No, we're not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness. We can't get careless. You say, what is this? Let's get down to business. Mental self-defense or fitness. The rest is shown. To make everybody see. In order to fight the power that be. Fight the power. 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 We've got to fight the power. Number one, 10. Damn if I said you could slap me right here. Get it. Now get these.